Hey Haley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You are recording from your exciting new house today for the
Yay,
first time
moving
ever.
Weekend, yes. Yep.
So exciting and so big, I'm sure.
Yes. Amy, you are like the queen of moving. So we thought we could talk about moving in this in between, because I haven't moved for 7.5 years.
Wow.
So haven't moved with kids prior to now. But you have moved how many times in the last how many years?
We have moved every year at least once.
Yeah. Every year?
Yeah.
How? Let's talk about the things that work and don't work.
I don't know. Honestly, I was thinking about it when you raised it as a topic for today. And when you say I'm the queen of moving, I mean, I'm very flattered to hear that.
You've had to become a pro.
I don't know that we've done it super efficiently or amazingly, but I will take the title anyway. Just out of necessity have done it, but yeah, it's crazy. And with kids, it gets so much more complicated, as you would have just gone through. And I think probably the biggest thing for us is just not having them around, like just arranging for them to be gone for a couple of days of like packing and cleaning, but especially for the day or two that we're really moving,
which I somewhat attempted, but Will still breastfeeds every few hours. So it was like, how do I do that? Like, so then I said to my mother-in-law, could you come to my house instead? But it wasn't the same as not having them here.
Oh,
yet.
No,
so no, I didn't
same.
Have any time with no children in the whole process. It was either Parker did go to a friend's house once or twice while Will was sleeping, but that was an hour sleep from Will. So it was like
little bits.
Oh, that was, I probably got 2 hours. But otherwise.
And having kids in your house, the thing for me is like, if I can get in the zone when I'm moving or packing or cleaning or whatever it is, then I'm fine. But if when you have children in your house, even arranging to have children looked after, your brain is in so many different places.
Yeah.
You can't even get in the zone of anything. And so if you've got them in the house, like that's great in some ways, having them looked after within the house, but you're still hearing them and you're still like remembering their routine and like Will needing to be fed and that kind of thing. Like that's ticking away in half of your brain. So you can't get in the zone quite the same way.
No, it's not the same at all.
But again, breastfeeding, what can you do? Like you've got to then navigate that.
Do you find every time you're like, how do we have so many toys? How do we have, I'm like,
oh, so many everythings.
I've tried to like spread them out in our house and I'm like, our house is at least twice as big now. And it still feels like there's too many. I'm like, how did we have so many in our previous house?
I have no idea. Because yes, 100%. How do we have so many? How do they build up? Because every move we've done a massive cull of everything, toys, clothing, kitchen stuff. Every move we have done a massive cull and then it still ends up so cluttered by the next time we've moved. I don't know
how.
Yeah. I don't know how. And I think it's just that with kids, you just, and in general, people do this, but with kids especially, you just collect so much crap, like so much stuff.
And they change sizes in terms of clothes and shoes and
interest in toys. All of it. People giving you things for birthday presents and stuff like that, I think is a huge one because it just builds. And then, it's when you're packing that you're like, what is this? And you look at the amount of boxes that are full of these things, or the amount of little things you find everywhere when you're picking up all the last little bits and you're like, oh my gosh. And they haven't even looked at this for 6 months. They don't need this anymore.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. This is maybe like a whole nother topic for another in between. But for Christmas and for birthdays, I've been quite intentional. Some people might use different words. But I've asked each time like for family to contribute to things. So we haven't accumulated a lot of things.
That yet. Is amazing.
And the last, like Parker's birthday was just last week. I was like, okay, this is the first time he understands presents. So like if you want to get him something, you could put in for this. And I even actually asked his friends that were coming to his party. I said, he doesn't need a present, but if you'd like to, you could put $5 towards a bigger truck that he wanted. And the amount of parents that were like, that made life so much easier. Thank you. Didn't have to think about what he might want or guess what he might want and spent a lot less than what they otherwise would. And he was happy. They were happy. It was a real win-wins.
I love that idea so much.
All the grandparents of those said, can we just get something small? It's like, of course you can. Like, and I totally get that. It's special for them to have that experience giving it to them. That's a bit of a detour.
But it's such a helpful one in the long run for exactly what we're moving and stuff like this, because yeah, it's the amount of little things, anything like that, makes it simple for people, makes it simple for you, saves money, saves environment. I think 100% great idea.
And I even go to the toy library every 2 weeks. So we've been toy library members since Packer was maybe one. And it's like $80 for the year. You can borrow 3 toys per kid. Like, it's so good. So even some of those items like that we've loved from there, we haven't got. So I'm still like, how do we have so much stuff? How? Even the movers were like, you've got a lot of boxes. I'm like,
wow.
A 2-bedroom, 1 living room space. Like, how many boxes can we have? But maybe he was comparing it to a house of that size. I don't know.
Your house has never looked cluttered to me, so I'm intrigued by them making that comment. But it is funny when the removalists make comments like that, then you know it's probably worth noting.
Well, he actually walks through the house and he's like, so what needs to go? And Ben goes, everything. And then he continued to look and goes, so not everything's going to fit in our truck. Would you like us to leave some stuff here, or would you like us to come back? And Ben's like, we want you to come back.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
We're moving house. He's like, okay. But it was nice that he asked, I guess. So you reckon having no kids around for a few days, biggest 100%. Tip.
Yeah.
Have you used removalists?
Yes, removalists. The problem with removalists is it's a big cost, and it can feel really confronting when you get quotes. And because we've moved so often, and every additional child that we've had, there's been more stuff, and it's been more complicated to try and move. And also, I've managed to be like heavily pregnant for almost all of our moves, or like freshly just with a newborn. So I haven't necessarily been a huge help on the day for some of them. But yeah, we just decided multiple times now we've used a removalist because it just in some ways cuts down so much on the stress and the time that it takes you. And it's one of those things you have to kind of decide. You have to be like, look, this is the cost it's going to be, and it can be a confronting number to look at. You can also get multiple quotes, and there are some really competitive prices. And it kind of, you might look at it and be like, well, we could just move. But you also then have to weigh up what's the additional time if you have to rent a trailer or a truck or something to get your stuff, because a lot of the big things you have to, wouldn't fit in your car. Yeah, the extra stress, calling on family, and when you move as often as we have, calling on family and friends gets old when it's every 12 months or less. So when you weigh it all up, like if it's a feasible thing for you to do, removalists can be a huge help because for one thing, you know, they are used to it. They know how to do it efficiently. They pack things in quickly and they take things out quickly for the most part. Not everyone would, but the good ones do. And they care for things the way that they need to be cared for. And they're also held liable for the things that they don't care for. And you can cut down on time, stress, everything. It's just whether or not that's something that you're able to do. So 100%, it's basically just a balancing act across the board. What can you afford physically, emotionally, financially?
Yep. All of it.
And what can you not afford? Yeah.
My cousin used a packer when she had a newborn. And she said she felt a bit useless just sitting there watching them because she was in the house. But she said at the speed that they... So they did the kitchen. I'm not sure if they did other rooms or if it was just mainly the kitchen, but she said they wrapped those glasses and plates so quickly. And she said there's no way she could have done it in a similar time.
No.
But, it's what can you afford in the different ways.
Yeah. And really, if you've, you know, if you budget for it, there are so many things you can do like that to help. So you can get a packer, which I've never done before and would be incredible. If you have the budget, that sort of thing's amazing. A cleaner as well. Like, you just have to, exactly what we've said, weigh up what's worth the stress. And if you're like, look, we have to get our keys in by this time, and you're trying to weigh up all the different elements of moving, which is not just the moving on the day, you can get a cleaner, you could get, or on the other side of that, if you have a good network of friends and stuff like that, just arranging people to be there to help you with all of that. And churches like are amazing for that kind of community. That's an amazing option too, if you don't have the budget for it.
My mother and my mother-in-law were amazing. And my dad and father-in-law, they helped out in moving some stuff over for us that didn't get in the truck or the second truck. But yeah, thinking today, I was like, we would just still be in mess if they weren't here. Like, they help so much. So you do need help, really, in some way, whether it's from a friend, from family, from a paid service. It's too big, especially with a family. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not too big. It just will take a long time if you don't have that help or support.
And the toll of it on you can be huge in certain circumstances. Like, we've had moves where it's been a month turnaround. And so because just how it's played out. So it actually has been so chill. And for the most part, we've done all of that ourselves because we do little bits of cleaning on the other end. There's no rush. It's not stressful. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to spend a bunch of money. But then we've also had really tight turnarounds. And if you're renting and you're moving out of your rental and you wanting to get your bond back, stuff like cleaning or caring for the house and that kind of thing is also a huge task. So yeah, calling on people, family, friends. Like, one time, this is a random quick story. Our first big move, my dad offered, well, my dad's helped us move a number of times, but this is the first time, like, I was an independent person and he was assisting us move and he was cleaning. And so I went to work. Both of us went to work. He was doing some cleaning. He came, he was just like cleaning the stove, the oven for us. And we had to go to work. So we're like, okay, yeah, you can just like lock up when you leave. Then I get a message from him a couple hours later saying, I think I really need oven cleaner. So he goes and buys oven cleaner. And I came back and he was still cleaning the oven. And he did it in the most meticulous, like, it was spotless. But I was like, oh my gosh, we have a whole house to clean. And so then I was like, thank you so much for helping me, Dad. I think we'll be good with the rest.
Just done the oven the whole day.
Yeah. Oven and stove. I should give him the stove as well, but because he had literally gotten all the stains off. It looked way better than it ever had when we first moved in. But I was like, yeah. But family or friends that you can kind of be like, okay, I've got to focus on this, this, and this. Can you just do the walls or just start doing the dusting, and then little steps that they can tick away at? That is a huge
absolutely
help. Yeah. Just brace yourself for a stressful weekend or week or whatever ends up being.
Tiring weekend.
I know it's going to be a lot, but you can do it. And on the other end, you can fall in a heap in your new nice house and relax and restore.
I don't know if I should confess to this, but I didn't find it stressful. I just found it a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just kind of was like, we've got to be close to the end of packing. Oh no, there's all that stuff still.
Yeah.
And then got to be close to unpacking. Nope, we've still got heaps of stuff and just tiring. Mm-hmm. But I am grateful.
Yeah.
But as you and I discuss, I don't get as stressed with things.
Yeah. Which is amazing.
Respond differently to other things.
And totally, like, some people moving would probably be just like not a big deal to them at all. Mm-hmm. Other people would get like crippled with the stress of thinking about what has to happen, what has to go into it. And as long as you can plan, like, for yourself, plan ahead, make a little bit of a plan in terms of who's going to be there and what services you're going to hire, what services you need that are non-professionals, like friends or family, then I reckon you'll be fine. Everyone will be fine.
You'll be good. And if not, you'll still be good in the end. yeah.
So anybody moving, we know your pain.
Yes.
Yeah. And very exciting, Haley, for your new house.
Thank you. And until next time. This is us.